Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. We should be so much grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much that even the tongue and our mouths are not even capable of uttering so much words and being grateful to Allah. Allah ta'ala has given us Ramadan, He has given us this great month of Ramadan, and especially today, now, at this moment, we are in the state of fast. Allah has given us the tawfiq, the ability to keep this fast. And until now, on this day, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah Ta'ala has kept us steadfast on this pattern of fasting. And this time of iftar we are in, close to. And this is a big ni'mah, big gift of Allah, iman, belief and fasting, to keep the fast. And most definitely at this time in the whole world, in the whole world, wherever there are mu'mineen, where there are mu'minat, where there are mu'mins, where the people of iman are present, they are benefiting from this ni'mah of Allah, from this gift of Allah. And hundreds of thousands, millions of people are fasting or have fasted. And at the same time, in different countries of the world, right at this moment in time, in different countries of the world, we have different climates, different patterns of weather. And generally speaking, we have summer across many countries. And in some countries, there's severe heat, a lot of heat and high temperature. And in those areas, in those environments where there is poverty, where there is less income, where they're not as well off, and even they don't even get warm water to drink, we are keeping the fast here where we are. And we see we have food. Other people, they don't have food. They have warm water to drink. They don't have food to eat. So this is a very severe struggle for them. A struggle for them physically. That in the severe heat, in the hot temperature, in the hot climate, to stay thirsty, to stay hungry. And at the same time, during that day, too, you have the whole day, the length of the day. And we, us people, we fast, alhamdulillah. And but we cannot understand that difficulty that those people are going through. Okay, fair enough, the time is a little bit long, the day is long, but it's a cold climate. It's not hot, it's not extremely hot. So we don't feel that severity. We don't have that severity. But alhamdulillah, this is Allah Ta'ala's distribution, and nobody can comment on this. Nobody can criticize this. This is based on Allah's wisdom, and nobody can comment this or criticize this. And with regards to ajr, reward, you also, we also will get ajr, and they also will get ajr, those who have the severe circumstances. It's Allah Ta'ala's deen, Allah Ta'ala's command, Allah Ta'ala's distribution. So some individuals all day long in extreme hot climate, they stay thirsty all day, hungry all day, difficulty in keeping the fast. And when the fast is broken, when the end of the day comes, then it is his hope that I will present my fast in the court of Allah. And in his mind, there is one point that I have not eaten anything, I have not drank anything, and it's extreme hot climate in the country or the area that I'm in. And he considers that I have been through such hardship that I will get the total reward and extra reward. And ajr, Allah Ta'ala has kept a lot of reward for this on one fast. The ajr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set aside is very high, very great ajr, very great reward. Allah Ta'ala says that the fast is for me, the fast is for my sake. So is there a bigger reward than this for a human being, that a fasting person attains the qurb, the nearness of Allah? He attains the muhabbat of Allah, the love of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala says to that person that this deed you've carried out is for my sake. The fast is for my sake solely. Now, to become Allah's, for a human being, to become Allah's, in other words, to become close to Allah, Allah's friend, is a great achievement. That Allah Ta'ala said to us in the world which we're living. For example, let's take the stones, let's take the soil, let's take the earth to the walls. Allah Ta'ala says that this is my home, where a house is constructed. And in the whole universe, the beauty of the house of Allah, the masjid, it spreads. Just why? Because the bricks and the soil and the earth, if it's been assigned to Allah, then subhanAllah, that becomes Baytullah. And inside that house, Allah Ta'ala has put sanctity and beauty and effect that if the eyes of our spiritual inner self were open, we'd see that so many people, mashallah, like magnets, are coming to the house of Allah, and the beauty of the house of Allah, we cannot imagine that those walls, the brick walls, the stone walls, they are Allah's walls, they are Allah's home. Allah Ta'ala has given His nisbat. He said that this is Baytullah, this is my home. Allah Ta'ala doesn't stay in that home. Allah Ta'ala says, but this is my home. Yes? So imagine that, just the example here. So an individual human being, they are all the creation of Allah. But when Allah says, this man is mine, he is mine, then he becomes an ajeeb and unique human being, isn't it? So we need to understand this. But all of these points, what do they give us the understanding that we need to attain all the positive things? We need to attain the reward at the end of the day of fasting and all the rewards of fasting, inshallah. But one thing definitely we should be careful about when we are fasting. We need to be careful that in the evening when we present ourselves to Allah, then are we deserving of the reward? Definitely we should take care and think about this. There's a hadith narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, that an individual, if he keeps the fast, if it's in a hot area, in a hot climate, hot environment, he's thirsty, hungry, nothing to eat, and I'm telling you about that severe condition, so will that person not be hopeful about Allah Ta'ala's reward? Of course he will, that Allah will forgive me when I break the fast, because I've done a lot of effort. I've made a lot of effort. I've stayed hungry all day long in the heat. I've not eaten anything. I've not drank anything. And then in the evening, he returns to Allah and he breaks the fast. So now listen, let's listen to the status. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that if somebody keeps a fast, and after keeping the fast for the whole day, and he, for example, doesn't leave the batil discussion or actions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that such an individual's fast, I don't need his hunger, nor do I need his thirst. Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. If he doesn't leave the batil actions or the batil discussion, gossip, chat, how sad. That doesn't matter how high the centigrade temperature Celsius is, he's thirsty and hungry. Doesn't matter what he's done, he thinks he's done extreme effort. Allah says, I don't need this effort and struggle. Rather, in this fast, my hukum that I gave you, the order, did you practice that? That you, Allah Ta'ala said, you should not have physically or verbally disobeyed me. If you didn't, I'd give you the whole ajr. But for you to stay hungry and thirsty, I didn't need this, Allah Ta'ala said. Nor is this the fast that I wanted from you. Subhanallah. So this is the reality of the fast that we keep. This is the reality. Now, for us to understand, we don't think that making effort is what we think and what we contemplate. Effort is that action according to Allah Ta'ala's law, Allah Ta'ala's principles. When we do an action, that is effort. That is working hard. Now, in this, it doesn't matter, for example, if you've kept the fast in the cold or in the heat, Allah will feel remorse for that person. For example, hunger and thirst is not the condition that will give the acceptance of the fast. This cannot influence Allah. If we want to take the reward of the fast, if we want to take the reward of the fast, then we should understand all the time that the asal fast isn't this. The asal fast is that all day and night we need to obey Allah in every way or form, physically and verbally. We shouldn't disobey Allah in any way or form, nor from our bodies, nor from our amal, nor from our tongues, nor from our mouth. That's when we can say that our fast is intact and valuable. Subhanallah. Because the meaning of fast is this, that is the fast, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That in that fast, if you have the feeling, then Allah says, I will accept that fast. Otherwise, such a big reward, if we think that Allah has given such a big reward, set aside a big reward for fast. If we don't fulfill the criteria, we cannot get the reward. Allah says, with hunger and thirst, even if it's in the extreme heat, you think that you will win over me? Allah says, no, this is not the criteria. Allah says, don't commit sins. Don't commit the sins throughout the fast. This is what we need to control. But it's sad to say that, just as I mentioned to you, that hundreds of thousands of people are keeping fast in severe conditions. But it's sad to say that that person does not abstain from sin. It's sad to say. So with such severity, People are occupied fasting in the heat, hunger and thirst. But it's sad that they don't leave the sins. They don't reject Allah Ta'ala's disobedience. And they're doing this during the severe fast. And if you take out the proportion of people, very few are there in the evening who are fasting, who are deserving of the reward that Allah Ta'ala set aside for the fasting person. And at the end of the day, the situation that arises in here, at the end of the day, at the end of the fast, and in the akhirah, is unfortunately a person loses out due to the sins. So the most unfortunate person is that so many rewards are waiting for us when we're fasting. But if we cannot earn forgiveness in Ramadan, we don't understand the meaning of Ramadan. My brothers, Allah Ta'ala has made us practice, He's making us practice. He's given us a big warning, admonishment, that save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. That Allah Ta'ala says that the fire of Jahannam is raging and burning due to sins. So let's understand from this hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari that fasting, the meaning of fasting is not this that we think. The reward Allah Ta'ala set aside due to fasting is not because of hunger and thirst. We are not favoring Allah with hunger and thirst. That becomes a habit and a tradition, keeping hungry and thirsty. This is no big achievement. This is not even an achievement. Remember this, staying hungry and thirsty. Yes, if we think for a few moments, that Allah Ta'ala's massive, massive favor upon us, Allah's very big favor on us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an order that don't eat and drink during the day. This is a big favor of Allah on us. This is not a burden. This is such a big favor on us that Allah has given to us to get to that destination, which is the destination of our success, which is don't commit the sins. Why is it a favor of Allah that He's given us the fast? For this reason, that who makes us commit the sins? The nafs and shaitan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I've given you a big blessing, such a big favor, after telling you to fast. Allah says, look it. Both things I am controlling for you, Allahu Akbar. Both things I'm controlling for you. Both things I'm controlling for you. Shaitan, I will imprison, Allah says. And your nafs, your desires, your base desires, I will suppress them due to your hunger and thirst. SubhanAllah. So is this not fast? No, this is not the fast. These are the means for the fast, the asal, the genuine, you can say, things, the factors that we need to understand. Fasting physically is not the end. Allah Ta'ala says, this is my big favor on you, so that you can save yourself from the real opposition against us, which is the sin. Committing the sins. Because when the nafs, the base desires get weak, because when you put food into your stomach, then see what things you will start to think and see and look at. And how we, with the cold water and the food and the mashroob and the drink, suddenly person wakes up, like, you know, his eyes open up, and then as soon as he drinks water, suddenly the nafs is released. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a big favor, that I'm controlling your nafs, I'm controlling shaitan. Allah says, I'm making you realize that at this moment in time you need to do the proper actions, which is la'allakum tattaqoon. That control these two things. Now what you need to do is Allah Ta'ala says within you that you've made your sort of condition so bad that all year long you've sinned so many sin, and that stays within you. The nafs and shaitan are there. So Allah says, when you revive yourself from within, you improve yourself naturally. There's a person, for example, he bathes in cold water, he gets used to it. Then, even if it's snowing outside, then he will get enjoyment in having a bath in cold water. So a person was extreme cold, and he was sat under the tap outside, and he was having a bath. He was having a bath. And I was surprised. That's severe cold. How comes you're having a bath? He said, I'm enjoying it. If I didn't get this water, I would not get the enjoyment of having a bath in the cold water. And I said, he's having a bath with enjoyment. So in the same way, our condition inside, we get so used to sinning, disobeying Allah. It becomes natural for us, second nature, you could say. It becomes fitrah. It becomes the natural trait and habit. And Jahannam, the fire of Jahannam, when we stood inside it, that shaitan and nafs, they influence us, and we crush the natural way of life. So Allah's karam, big favor on us and mercy that He's given us Ramadan, 30 days, the whole month. Allah has given to us, Allah Ta'ala has imprisoned shaitan, Allah has prepared for our nafs to be suppressed, Allah has eliminated our eating and drinking during the day, only for our benefit. But benefit will be at that time when we reject Allah Ta'ala's disobedience. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says that you will not attain the benefit of this reward. This is reality. We think fasting, we leave breakfast in the morning and food during the day and break fast in the evening, and this is the fast and I'll get iftar reward and big reward. And this is the hadith of Sahih al-Bukhari, that this is not the hikmah of the fasting day, to stay hungry and thirsty. The hikmah, the wisdom of fasting, is that during the month of fasting, a person should become obedient to Allah. Allah wants us to become like this. It's not one day or 2 days. Allah said that this is effort you need to make through the month, a big effort. And Allah says on this mujahida, 30 days Allah has given to us. Allah Ta'ala has imprisoned shaitan, Allah Ta'ala suppressed the nafs, so that nature that became nature during the 11 months and we went towards sins, Allah says in the 30 days, I will turn the table so that you can improve your character and your condition. Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The fast is so that you can become muttaqi. So it will be like this, that insan who is the proper fasting person during the 30 days of fasting, when he comes out of the other side, the other side of Ramadan, Allah gives guarantee, the person who fasts in the right way will come out of Ramadan as a muttaqi, fearful of Allah. It cannot be, Allah says, the question doesn't arise that he doesn't. Allah says, I've given you 30 days and I'm making you practice, subhanAllah. So consider that Allah Ta'ala is our shaykh and we are his murids, his students. This is what we need to understand. So Allah is making us do mujahida. He's making us strive and make effort and work hard. You know, like shaykhs, different teachers make the students do mujahida and make effort in different ways. Those people who don't have understanding, they say, why is Hazrat making me do this? Why is he saying this to me? So in reality, the shaykh is making the student do mujahida so that he can come out of the darkness that's hidden within him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a guarantee. Allah Ta'ala has given us a guarantee in the Quran that I gave you Ramadan for this reason. I gave you the fasting for this reason. Allah says fasting, that when from the morning time you keep fast and you don't disobey Allah in any way, no sin do you perform verbally or physically, no haram discussion, no haram earnings, no haram food, no haram any actions. Nothing should be present in your life from morning until evening whilst you are fasting, alhamdulillah. And this has become so easy for you to do this, Allah says, because nafs, your base desires are suppressed, they won't make you do silly, naughty things. And shaitan, Allah says, I've been in prison. So now the natural way of life should overwhelm you. You know, when we do bad actions away from fasting, that's become natural for us, second nature for us. We've accepted, oh, I'm going to go Jahannam, I can't be saved. But Allah's rahmah, we should give all of everything of ours for Allah's rahmah, because Allah says, after the 30 days of fasting, I take you out of the fire of Jahannam. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is the actual essence of fasting. We say, what's this? Allah's making us hungry, keeping us hungry and thirsty. This is Allah's big favor on us, because Allah Ta'ala wants to transform our natural habits and traits. Allahu Akbar, and I'm speaking about the Shaykh. When Allah Ta'ala wants to improve us and reform ourselves, subhanAllah, this is Allah. Allah's put so much barakah in this. Allah says that if you've done this through the 30 days, my friend, subhanAllah, 30 days, Allah says, if you've passed like this, that on your sheet there's no sin, no haram action, no haram musal of food inside you, no haram earnings, no dhulam, no oppression, no fraud against anybody, no deceiving anybody, no breaking promises against anybody, no, for example, any bad action. Allah Ta'ala has made his principles that you don't do anything against Sharia, my laws. If you keep the fast like this, Allah Ta'ala says, I guarantee to you that your nature, which has become fitrah, which has become your natural way of life, Allah says, I'll wipe that clean, purify you, make you a better person. Subhanallah. So how many people are keeping fast according to this criteria? Let's take out the proportion, the percentage. I think there are those people who are sat down, who have not done bad actions all year long, all life long, and they're still doing the good things. And what do? As soon as the sun sets and we run towards water, dates, and we hear, oh, this person's forgiven, he's fast today, brothers. How can a person be just forgiven like this? At that time, Allah Ta'ala announces that those people, as I said in the hadith in Bukhari, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's statement, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said himself, that you can be extremely hungry and weak and thirsty. We don't accept this point, do we? No, I kept the fast and music and singing, all the khurafat and bad actions, and gossip mongering and chit chat, waste time discussion, haram is happening and lying and backbiting, everything's happening. And they don't believe. We don't accept these points. So in other words, such a person who keeps a fast and does such wrong actions, does haram discussion, haram statements, haram earnings, he lies, commits fraud, consumes people's money, does dhulam, oppresses, then what is that person? that he is challenging Allah, he's fighting with Allah. He's challenging Allah, he's doing such a big sin. After keeping the fast, he's joking to Allah, oh Allah, you can't do nothing, I'll do what I want. Yes, what will I do? So that person that goes into that negative department of people, such a person who's keeping a fast like this and who does the sins, that he is inviting the doors of adab to open, the punishment doors to open upon him. Tell me. So he thinks it's a joke. He doesn't accept the Quran, the Hadith, Allah Ta'ala's principles and laws. No, 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 go Allah, I don't accept your principles. I'll do what I want. I'll do what I want, says the person. And we don't listen, Allah. We're not listening to what you're saying. So that person is arrogant and stubborn. And he's in that situation. Then he stands in the evening and he says, Allah, do this for me. Do rahm on me and have mercy on me and give me this and give me awlad. Astaghfirullah Ta'ala. Astaghfirullah. Such a fast, we should do tawbah from such fast. Astaghfirullah. That such a fast where a person does keeps action and then he disobeys Allah at the same time. Rather, he comes out of the end of the day of fasting as a zalim, oppressor. He does zulm all day long. And nothing has changed to the positive in his life. And nothing, no good changes come because he's not changing his fitrah, his nature. How will he change fitratan actions all lifelong? That after iftari, after breaking the fast, oh, he's doing dieting, he's getting slimmer, he's not doing anything else. There's no effect. So this is a big dhulam, oppression, injustice. So here, Allah Ta'ala, the point that's come to my mind, I'd also like to share that with you for my islah, for my rectification. Listen to these words carefully, my friends, because this is such a big reward, such a big regret that will come our way. That one person will stand trembling, shaking, and sweating and sweating. And I asked him, what's happened? What's happened? He said that I saw the adab of Allah. I saw the adab of Allah. This is today, I'm telling you, today. Allahu Akbar. I said, what's happened? He said, there's such adab, ajib, after dying upon the sins, that I felt as if that the two heavens have joined and I'm squashed in between. Allah Ta'ala has made me alive and Allah Ta'ala has opened up the punishments and I'm lying down. Within a second, he said, a second in passing, my eyes opened up. I said, Allah, I said, Allah, your great favor on me and mercy upon me. Now you all your life, you cannot disobey Allah. You cannot disobey Allah. Subhanallah. And so more valuable this, I said, this is more valuable than this for you, a foolish person, is that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the teachings that He's given to us through His blessed statements. And there's a greater point than that. And we should understand that Allah Ta'ala has put us on that maqam, that He said, my breath, for example, broke, but two feelings, emotions, and that I felt at that time, two feelings. And it's not even death. It's not even death. So the things we see around us, alhamdulillah, Allah says that I have no need for anything that we are praying Taraweeh and Quran recited and iftari is being arranged. I tell you the truth, the reality of fast. This is not the reality of fasting, my friends. Allah Ta'ala wants to select the pure and good fast. Allah says, along with these things, one person I want to come from the whole country, he should say that I've not committed haram actions, I've not eaten haram food, I've not earned haram earnings, I've got no bad thoughts against people in my heart, so I haven't done dhulm, I've done thought about dhulm on anybody. And Allah, the, alhamdulillah, the ni'mah that you gave to me of hunger and thirst, then I suppressed and lowered my desires with your fadl of Allah, and I suppressed my base desires and shaitan, you imprisoned, alhamdulillah, I've done no action which is against your preference, I'm present in your court, Allah, please accept me. Subhanallah. Is there anybody like this? Tell me. Is there anybody like this? So this is the fast. Big chance for us to be safe from the adab, the punishment. Look. So, for example, if we make effort, now we need to look in this a bit more detail. So let's extend what I'm saying a little bit. Let's extend it. That, for example, when a person does the fast properly and correctly, then the shukr emanates from that person's statements and body. We are not dead yet. We are still alive. We haven't died yet. So we are very valuable. Even if there are sins to the height of the mountains, at the moment there are dust in my hands. The sin keeps a value less than the dust. Stealing, zina, alcohol, qatl. Apart from shirk. Even shirk, take it included here. That it is not a speck of dust in Allah Ta'ala's sphere in the universe. So at this moment in time, I'm stood here, so many sins in front of me, but it's not even a speck of dust, because if I say, Allah, forgive me, then everything disappears. Subhanallah. Everything disappears. Suddenly, Allah's karam, Allah is so merciful. Soon as we ask for forgiveness, suddenly everything disappears. So these sins are nothing, are they? Allah Ta'ala says, fine, I gave you the strength, I gave you the ability to commit sin, I left, gave you the freedom of will and choice, but you did those actions through which, alhamdulillah, you have pleased me, Allah Ta'ala said. You've pleased me, Allah says, Jannah is mine, Jannah is mine, I've made you. You have pleased me because I gave you a guidance and you recognize your Lord and realize that my Rabb is Mawjood. You said, Allah, I am a sinful person, just like a child comes in the evening to mom, says, Mom, oh, mom says, how are you? And he said, I did this wrong at school, or I did this bad outside, I did this, but inshallah, tomorrow I will not do. Straight away, the mother embraces the child. Yes, no, you won't do it tomorrow? My son, okay, fine, beware. And then she gives him food and bread. And Allah is Rabb, He is greater than hundreds of thousands of mothers' hearts put together. And Allah Ta'ala has given me the strength and given you the strength as well at this moment in time. So much strength that this fast we are spoiling. We need to correct it, realign it. It takes a second to realign it. But, listen carefully. But, yes, just like Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman and the greatest reward of fast at this moment in time, the greatest reward at the moment we have is fasting, isn't it? So do we understand, is it a reward or is it difficult? That Allah Ta'ala has put us into difficulty, as you know. What a big reward. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala has given us a big reward. And what is that? Iman. Iman. Greatest asset. Say Subhanallah loudly. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So listen to the story of this. Allah Ta'ala says everything is contained in this, in Ramadan, the philosophy and the hikmah, total. Just like Ramadan, at this moment in time, Allah has given us a big reward and treasure, and we should take benefit from this and we'll be successful, isn't it? In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman, which hundreds of thousands of people don't have at this moment in time. Me and you, our children, our wives, our families, everyone has Iman. Say Alhamdulillah. And just like after Ramadan, we're happy. Every mu'min at this moment in time should be very happy, thinking this, that my Mawla Allah, that you've given us so much, such a big ni'mah you've given to him. What is that? The greatest reward all day long. Shukr, we should be grateful day and night to my Mawla, my Rabb, you've given me such a big reward. Just like Ramadan, we say Ramadan has come. This is just a little flash and the time will go. But Allah, you've given me the great reward of Iman. Why? Because Iman, that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Subhanallah, now listen to the point. That how many days has Allah given us in Ramadan? 30 days. 30 days. And how many days has Allah given us with Iman? 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. And that's also, that's a lengthy period of time. Just like Ramadan, we have 30 days, my brothers. So how many days have we been given with Iman? The whole life that Allah has given to us. The whole life, somebody 70 years old today, 50 years old today. Ask him the reality, that do you look, does it feel to you that 50 years have passed? He won't even remember. You won't remember. So when you are present now, he considers this is the life he's in now. Wallahi, look at Allah Ta'ala's shan, Allah's glory. That the 50 years he doesn't remember, a time came in my life, this came, this happened, that happened. He will not remember the last 50 years, nor does he have any awareness that I've spent 50 years in this world. It's a big thing, you know, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. And he doesn't even know that if I lived this long in the world, he thinks that he's just come today. Ask anybody, they'll feel that we just come today. Am I right or am I wrong? Yes? Subhanallah. So you say 50 years, 60 years, 70 years is a very long time. Just like in this Ramadan you started, oh, I can't tell. So quickly is Ramadan's passing. They say this, don't they? Subhanallah, in the same way, would say, I didn't know that 70 years passed in the hereafter. I didn't know, I didn't realize. Allahu Akbar. So this makes sense, doesn't it? That Iman and Ramadan are linked, aren't they? So then what happened? That Ramadan, and this is Iman. Two things in parallel, subhanAllah. So with Iman, Allah has given us 70, 80 years. And Allah Ta'ala stated that with this Iman, when you come back to me, you'll have high status. The doors of Jannah will be open for you. Bakhshish, forgiveness of Allah, rahmah, mercy, angels. Such rewards Allah Ta'ala has given you. Yes, isn't it? Yeah, they are rewards due to Ramadan. Allah says in the same way that when you come to me in the evening after fasting, big rewards I've set aside for you, apportioned to you, assigned to you, my love, my marifa, my nenis, my qurb, all of these things will be waiting for you, Allah Ta'ala says. Subhanallah. Isn't this the case? Then what will occur? So, if after keeping the fast we come, and on that fast where Allah Ta'ala said, that verbally and physically you don't disobey Allah, so that fast becomes great and becomes rahmah and merciful and everything. In the same way, iman, my friends, the same context, the same principles, that when we go to Allah after dying, we're presented to Allah. If we present our lives to Allah in such a way that we were not disobedient, and verbally and physically our whole life that we lived was according to Allah's ahkams and orders and sharia, then the people of iman will take all of the high ranks with the fadl of Allah. And this is the meaning. And if with this iman, doesn't matter how many deeds I keep on implementing, like in a fasting month I've done so many things, Allah Ta'ala will say that this iman I have no need of. I have no need for iman that you've brought to me. I need that iman. I need that belief. I will accept that belief today, within which there's no disobedience to me, Allah Ta'ala says. No disobedience to my sharia, to my way of the deen. This is the biggest hikmah that Ramadan is presenting to us today, my friends. This is a small test, alhamdulillah. Now, the result will come out. Yes, in the evening. But Allah Ta'ala says the result can change. Today, for example, we failed. Then tomorrow, we hear and listen to some wali of Allah. We do tawbah after that. That no, this month that is passing is wrong. So tomorrow, from tomorrow, I will start. This is my first fast. And inshallah, I will keep the fast in the same way that Allah Ta'ala, like Allah Ta'ala told me to. And I will be successful. So that's why we emphasize a lot of people, for example, to explain. So this is why I'm emphasizing a lot repeatedly that today, from today, we should consider Ramadan has started. Say subhanallah. They were not fast before that. They were fast for counting. For counting, that was dieting, you can consider, before today. Before today. Yes? So the person who starts Ramadan from today, I'm showing you the new moon of Ramadan today, my friends. And alhamdulillah, that we'll start Ramadan properly from today. We'll consider that 5 or 6 fasts have gone, fair enough. But today we'll see the moon, we'll keep the fast. Then not just the previous, but all the previous Ramadans will come back. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. All of them will come back. Why? Because we have reached to the proper objective that will take us to the destination that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the objective. So we've turned with the fadl of Allah, Ramadan of us started today in reality. So what will happen when we go with the iman we got today? Allah will say the door has closed. That Allah says, I made you practice through so many Ramadans and you have to come to me with iman. But you were playing with this iman. You prayed according to your desires and your salah. Sometimes you cheated. You did hajj and you stole. You did dhikr and you recited Quran and you consumed haram. You lied and you went against the promise. You backbited. Is this the iman that you've come back to me with? Allah says, about this iman that I've told you that you will succeed? Allah is questioning us. That everything will be thrown back in the face. Allah says, bring that iman, about that iman that I told you to bring. Atiullah wa atiur Rasul. Where is that, Allah says? Where is it? Where's that iman that I ask you to perform? So, this is not 30 minutes, my friends. This is the game of iman. This is not the game of Ramadan. This is the game of life that Allah Ta'ala is making us practice. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. That if you depart with such an iman to the akhirah, subhanallah, which is totally according to Allah's pleasure and preferences and choices, and we depart this world with iman like that, then Allah will say, subhanallah, there's Jannah, the doors of paradise are open for you. Subhanallah. So this is it. This is the summary of deen. The whole objective of life is this. Allah says, don't disobey me, don't commit the sins. That's it. That's all there is to it. That Allah Ta'ala has taught us. That's the end of story. So now we should request dua to Allah, pray to Allah, that we should understand this maqsad and objective of life, that no person should spoil this Ramadan, this fast rather. We should do such things that our iman becomes permanently beneficial for us forever, and that all of the evil things within us and sins, they should be gone. When we go home, we speak rubbish and gossip mongering, sinful actions, our law, our sharia. No. At that time, this time we're in the dunya, what can we do? We've come to this country, what can we do? What can we do? We have to fill the children's stomachs. What is it? We're forced to do this. Everyone does this. We are doing this. Look, how can I leave this? I can't leave this. So carry on then, fair enough. Carry on with the sins. The fasting person can do what he wants. Yes, but Allah Ta'ala will accept that person. Allah Ta'ala has announced in this hadith, Allah has decided. Allah Ta'ala stated clearly that I don't need your hunger, nor do I need your thirst, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala says, I need your taqwa, that you don't disobey me. You shouldn't disobey me. Let's do dua to Allah, that Allah gives us salih and good deeds and good life, not just in Ramadan, but a salih life, because this is the objective that we need to attain. So that when we present ourselves to Allah, we are present with iman, without any sins. It's not difficult. It's not hard, not difficult at all. Just need to try that Allah wants to do this. Yes, life is 4 days. Consider the life that between the morning and the evening, and after that there's no life. That's it. It's all a dream after that. Everything's a dream. So we don't need to think so long, I had such a long life, I have to get alive again, then I'll do it again. Then what will the children say? I have to make houses for them, I need to get cars for them, I need to do this and that, I'm lying for them. The biggest deception of the nafs is this. Yes, that I don't have life. I have no rights. I don't have the breath in my control. How can I make noise that I'm in control? No, that I am being controlled by Allah. That whatever are the right principles and laws Allah Ta'ala has given to me, that they've come to me, I've understood them, then I live according to that lifestyle and not away from that. So this is not just Ramadan, my friends. Rather, this is the period that will teach us how to live the rest of the life so we can get into Jannah and so that our decisions are correct. This is a very big subject of Ramadan. Remember this, that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to understand. Ameen.